Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gary Surak is our guest. He's a financial planner. He's owns Surak Financial Services out of Canton, Ohio. He's a small business owner just like you. He's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website, please?
Yes, ifyourmoneytalked.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is, this is a great little book. It won't take you long to read it, but you'll get a lot out of it. So check that out wherever books are sold. Hey, Gary, in the previous segment, we were talking about budgeting, the power of budgeting. And I was saying that all I want to talk about today is just how to help a business owner not become an accountant, not to get into their general ledger, but just to show, just to talk about how budgeting themselves, how they can manage one little file themselves will make them more powerful. And for me, that budgeting process, that document, is a 12-month cash flow statement. What do you think? Cash flow projection. What do you think?
I love that because it's reality. I mean, too many budgets I see, Jim, aren't based on cash flow. They're based on guesses and hypotheticals, and those aren't true. I mean, I'm going to sell 100,000 more of this product, and then, of course, they don't.
Right.
Or they say, I'm going to sell 100 million of this product, but they don't have the right profit margin in.
Right.
Those mean nothing. I am really interested in cash flow.
That's right.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, you got to have profit, folks. But you can last a while if you're not making profit. You can't last a day if you don't have cash flow.
100% correct.
Go ahead, Gary.
Jim, one of the smartest men I know sat down with me about 20 years ago and said, Gary, let me explain to you why my business is successful. And I said, I'd love to know, Larry. He said, Gary, it's really simple. He said, I pay attention to cash flow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, everybody has all these things. I have all these accountants, and they're all dancing around with this. He said, the only thing I care about is my cash flow. He said, I want to know how much money I have in the bank and how much I owe to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, the way I do this, and folks, I've been doing this a long time, and it works for me. Gary, what I did was I said, okay, who do we spend money on? What do we spend money on? Who do we pay it to? And so I came up with the major categories of where our money goes out to. I don't put accounts on there. So if we have two or three different phone vendors, I put it in down under telephone. You see what I mean? It's all added together. And so I come up with how much we spend in a year's time on each major area. Usually, Gary, as you know, business owners know where their money comes from. They know where the revenue comes from. And so you put multiple lines up there for this type of business, that type of business, wholesale, retail, you know, whatever, however you want to break your business down. And I start at the very top line, Gary, has a beginning cash. Then I have revenue, and I total that. Then I have expenses, and I total that. And below that, I put other receipts, other disbursements. And those are for bank loans and bank payments. And below that is the total cash, month in cash. It's that simple, Gary, and it works. And I spread that across across 12 months, and I can see when revenue goes up and down, when expenses go up and down, I can see what it does to my cash flow by the bottom line.
Absolutely, and people pay people thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars to do what you just said in literally 3 minutes.
And the formulas, the formulas to build something like that, folks, if you can't, they're easy to learn. They're a piece of cake to learn. And if you don't know, somebody can help you with those formulas. But, Gary, I built that spreadsheet 30 years ago using basically the same type spreadsheet.
Yeah, Jim, I put one on my website. I put a budget on there. And the reason I did that is because I had so many calls. I had what originally was a marriage money agreement because I was trying to help people keep their marriage together, and so I put a budget in there. But I separated that, broke out the budget. Quite frankly, that's all it takes. It's a cash flow statement, and it doesn't take long.
That's
the budget I use on my website, you can download it for free. It takes 2 minutes, and once you start filling that out, the knowledge you get is invaluable.
It's basically your P&L without amortization and depreciation.
That's exactly what it is.
It's basically what it is. Maybe a little bit more, because you got the other disbursements, other receipts. But Gary, I take it that I go out 5 years. I project what's going to happen over 5 years, and it really helps me that helps me become a better CEO.
Oh, no question. And the thing is, the best owners I know of companies are on top of their cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
They really know where they are with cash flow. They know what's going on, why it's going on. I have a client of mine, he's just about to buy another business. And as he's doing his due diligence on the business, he asked the other owner for the cash flow statements, and he looked at the cash flow and said, these aren't good. And he didn't buy the business because the cash flow statements didn't add up.
Yep.
And
yep.
he said, this doesn't make sense. I don't feel that
he didn't waste a lot of time either, did he? He found one of the flaws really early. And see, Gary, if any business does a spreadsheet like I'm talking about, like we're talking about, and they look out there in, oh, wait a minute, August I go negative cash. That means I either need to sell more stuff or I better talk to my banker about a loan.
Right.
And if you tell your banker 4 months in advance when you're going to need your cash, that'll help you get the loan. What do you think, Gary?
Oh, absolutely. Bankers are, in fact, Jim and I, you and I are talking, bankers are all about two things. Number one, paying me back, and number two, don't embarrass me in my committee meeting.
That's exactly right. Hey, Gary, good job helping us think about budgeting at the CEO level. Appreciate you very much. If your moneytalk.com, is that right?
Yes, it is. If your moneytalk.com.
Gary Sirak, ladies and gentlemen, Sirak. Hey, Gary, come back again real soon.
Will do, Jim. You have a great New Year's.
You too. Gary Sirak, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.